Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's now a drunk driving case. This morning, Suffolk police say they arrested the minivan driver who plowed into a Deer Park nail salon, killing three women and a man, and injuring nine other people. 64-year-old Stephen Schwally of Dix Hills is charged with DWI in this crash.
The nail salon has a gaping hole as investigators try to figure out how a minivan drove right into the store with people inside. Jasmine Darbouze gets her nails done here every Friday.
I just keep picturing their face in my head. That's all. I just feel bad for them and their family, and it's like over.
Four people were killed. Nine were injured when a minivan slammed into the Hawaii Nail Salon on Grand Boulevard.
And I'm like, who? I don't even know who.
She's filled with mixed emotions, with grief, but also relief, because she says she could have easily been inside.
I'm literally here 4:30 every Friday.
But this time she rescheduled her appointment.
It's God, but I just feel for them. I'm just thinking about them.
Darius Ranty is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Deer Park.
Schwally is still in the hospital with injuries from the crash and will be arraigned at a later date. A little boy is fighting for his life after he was found unconscious in a swimming pool in Neskonsett yesterday. Police say they were called to the 5th Street home just after 6 p.m. Neskonsett police neighbors say they found the child and pulled him out of the pool and started CPR and kept at it till the rescuers got there. The boy was taken to Stony Brook University Hospital in critical condition. It was a very high-profile start to Pride weekend in the village, with President Biden visiting the Stonewall Inn.
It goes beyond New York City and even the country, says Rin Coleridge.
People just cannot really understand what that's like not to be yourself and live in fear. And to have a global leader come to a place like this means more than just New Yorkers or Americans.
While there has been progress, she is fearful of what the future could hold for LGBTQ rights.
We fear the loss of gay marriage. You see what's happened in this country and the movement back to a lot of conservatism, and things can be undone.
President Biden helped cut the ribbon on the new Stonewall Visitor Center, which pays respect to the rebellion that created the movement. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Greenwich Village.
Five boaters are safe after the NYPD Harbor Unit rescued them from their capsized sailboat near Ellis Island. This happened around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. NYPD Harbor Unit called in on the report of the capsize. Police boats scooped up one person out of the water and nearby civilian craft got the other four. All were in stable condition last night. No word so far on how the sailboat capsized. A summer break for travelers at JFK. Governor Hochul and the Port Authority say the AirTrain fare has been cut in half to $4.25 from July 1st through Labor Day. Officials say it's an incentive to get people to use public transportation in hopes of easing the crowding from record numbers of summer travelers and construction. Airport's also making some changes to the rideshare pickup area to accommodate the crowds and construction. That'll now be at Terminal 4, which primarily serves Delta and JetBlue. So Uber, Lyft, and other passengers will have to take a shuttle to their zone. Don't gas the geese. That will be the call today from protesters at Teterboro Airport. The Animal Protection League of New Jersey says the airport's been rounding up and gassing the birds and other wildlife for years, and they say there's no need. Angie Mettler tells 1010 Winds there are better ways to handle the threat to aviation.
We want to bring superior methods forward. For example, Robin Radar. It's a radar system that can detect geese flying. So when there are geese present, you don't land and you don't take off. You wait a couple of minutes for them to pass.
Flocks of geese and other birds can cause major problems for aircraft on landing and takeoff. The famous miracle on the Hudson emergency landing was forced by a bird strike. The real police want your help finding a fake cop. NYPD has identified and released photos of the man wanted for posing as a police detective in a lower Manhattan subway station last weekend. This happened just before 7 p.m. last Sunday at the Whitehall South Ferry Station on the northbound R train platform. Police say a man with an NYPD detective shield on a chain around his neck was stopping commuters and trying to detain them while identifying himself as a cop. One person he tried to stop, a 46-year-old man, tried to walk away. The guy pepper sprayed him in the back of his head. He was checked out at the hospital. Suspect fled on an R train. Now, police have identified that suspect as 35-year-old Dominic O'Grady and released photos of him. You can see him at 1010winds.com, and anybody with info is urged to call Crime Stoppers. Well, welcome to the G Train Summer of Pain. Service suspended in phases between Queens and Brooklyn until early September.
The MTA is providing shuttle buses between Court Square and Nassau Avenue for this first part of the shutdown, but Dominic from Astoria said he'll likely bike.
Yeah, I usually ride my bike or I ride my skateboard everywhere, so I actually haven't been on the train in a few weeks.
The MTA says about 160,000 riders use the G Train each weekday. Ming from Bushwick is one of those daily riders.
I guess they say they're doing signal upgrades, but I feel like it's happened with the L quite often as well, especially over the weekends, and I hate to complain too much, but yeah, just it tends to happen at the worst times for me personally.
The MTA says the work and the shutdowns will happen in phases until September 3rd. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
New Jersey has a budget. Governor Murphy signed the $56.6 billion package last night after it cleared both houses of the Democratic-controlled state legislature.
Nearly half of this entire budget, more than $27 billion, will be dedicated toward providing either direct or indirect property tax relief to millions of our state's families. That investment includes the Anchor program, which will provide, by example, up to $1,750 of direct tax relief to each eligible senior citizen.
The plan also includes a 5-year tax increase on the state's wealthiest businesses. That's intended to help fund NJ Transit. Republicans strongly oppose that measure.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.